Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. The heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? For all have fallen short of the glory of God. Now, put no confidence in man, right? The Bible says. So that's just a few verses. There's more. So that ought to tell you right there that most people are living in fantasy island, you know, delusions, that they expect mankind or the government or somebody to take care of them or do right. They expect people to do right all the time. I expect people to do wrong. Why do I expect people to do wrong? Because the Bible says all mankind does wrong. Why is there such a thing as a police? Why do policemen exist? Why do managers exist? Why do referees exist? Why does a referee exist? They wear black and white, right? And I'm seeing a lot of cop cars with black and white. So they flipped over from blue to black and white, it looks like. They are like referees. The police cars are black and white. They move from blue to black and white. Some are still blue, I'm sure. It's because it's law. The letter killeth. Blue is law. The color blue is law. Black and white is the referee to keep you from going out of bounds or being a bad player or a bad actor. So it's all a game to keep you inside a boundary, to play the game fairly down here. If you can't see that it's a simulation, I'm sorry, but it's obvious because the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible says that he's going to burn this place up and renovate it by fire. It was renovated once by water. Next time's by fire. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. If anything that's temporary, is a simulation. If you go outside and you build you a shed, right? And you expect that shed to be permanent, right? But you want to experiment on the size, so you go and you put up some cardboard or something to see if that's the size that feels right. So you put up some cardboard to see how it feels. Or you go down to the hardware store, they got sheds out in their parking lot, so you go in there and you just walk in to simulate what size shed that you want. It's a simulation. Your body's going back to the ground. All these cars are going back to the ground. The boats, the airplanes, they're going back to the ground. Why would you own something that's, why would you buy something that's just like a short-term simulation? It don't make sense. Why would you invest in something that's temporary? Why would you put your confidence in anything down here that's temporary? Man lives, what, about 70 years? Average. Why would you invest and put all your confidence and trust in something that's temporary? Makes no sense. The Bible says to set your affections on things above. Why not set your affections on eternal truth, eternal stuff? It makes no sense, really. Most everybody's in delusions, I hate to tell you. Even when you go in, you know, I believe in churches because a church is going to bombard, if it's a Bible church, they're going to bombard you with some Bible verses till you get saved, or till you see can rightly divide the word. I believe in churches and I believe in Bible teaching, but I'm telling you, most places that you go to are legalistic cults. They get some good teacher and they get in that little box and they start to worship that teacher. They worship that person or that pastor or that guru or whatever it is. Most people worship their church instead of worship God. Most people worship their pastor instead of worship God. Most people worship a person or a thing down here than worshiping God. They change the image of God into a creature, a creation. You're just a member of the body, whether you're a pastor or a teacher or a believer or a singer or a whatever you are, a church builder, whatever you are. You're just a member of the whole body. It's not about you. You just have a gift. And you're using your gift to build up the body. It's not about you at all. It's never been about you. It's never been about you. Never. It's about the whole body, the whole pie. The pieces of the pie make the whole pie. And each piece, from an eternal perspective, tastes like the other piece. When you bite on a piece of pizza or pie or pumpkin pie or whatever, doesn't matter where you bite, it all tastes the same. So the pieces make up the whole, and the whole is in the pieces. So the Holy Spirit is in all the members, and each member is in Christ, which is the whole. The head and the body, they're all fitly framed together. And so that spiritual body is where it's at. It's not about unsaved peoples and coming up with some false doctrine and, you know, saying, hey, we're all one. It's not about an ecumenical movement at all. It's not about we are the world, the Aquarius movement. It's about Christ and his body. And a lot of people, what Jesus say? I never knew you. Lord, why are you sending me to hell? I never knew you. Depart from me. How would God know you? He knows every human, but how would God know you in a salvation way? Because you received the Holy Spirit. You entered in by faith. You entered in by faith. Faith alone in the finished work of Christ. To believe on his Son whom he has sent. John 3:16. John 3:14, 15, and 16. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When those people were dying, Moses said, look at the snake on the pole, look and live. Look unto Jesus. Don't look at man. Don't look at the pastor. Don't look at the teacher. Look to Jesus. Mankind will fail. Mankind will fail you. Mankind, that includes man and woman. Male and female, the responder part. The woman is drawn to the man. Excuse me. The woman is drawn to the man. The man's identity, just like the church, is drawn to Christ. The Spirit and the bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. This is a great mystery, Paul said. I teach you, but it's concerning Christ and his church. So anybody who's unsaved, they have no identity. They're setting their affections on things below, which is the temporal. And the word temporal means temporary. They're setting their affections in delusions, in illusions, in false realities. Their music, their TV, their ideology, it's all temporary, it's all fake, it's all delusions, it's all lies. Because the devil wants you stuck in time. The devil wants you stuck in time. Where it's fickle. Up and down, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. The devil doesn't want you in the eternal mindset. The devil wants you in the temporary. And it, whatever is the next fad, whatever is the next news article, it doesn't matter what the next news article has been. It's already been. The next election is going to be just like any other election. They're going to be calling each other evil, and they're going to try to take power from the other one. It's the same story. It's always going on. The way you overcome this temporal place is with eternal truth, eternal mindset. The eternal mindset. You're not going to overcome any other way. You have to set your affections above, because if you look at the up and down sine wave, you're going to be fooled. You're going to be deceived.